And today we're bringing you live concert recordings of folk music from all across Europe, starting with this, recorded in Budapest just before lockdown back in February this year. It's the Hungarian violinist Janos Csík, who began as a dancer but soon decided he'd rather play the music than dance to it. I know how that feels. This is a traditional song leading into a Sárdás dance. recorded in Hungary at the Fono Studios in Budapest. Janos Cheek and his band Mezzo. And we've got more from that concert later. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell. And today we're featuring music from the European Broadcasting Union's annual folk festival. Except, like pretty much everything else just now, this is sadly not a real festival, but highlights from concerts by folk musicians from some of the great traditions of Eastern and Northern Europe, all recorded by radio stations in the EBU. Some of the recordings are from more than a year ago, but this next one is even more recent than the one we just heard. And unlike Janos Cheek's inscrutable harmonies and scrapey, slidey fiddle playing, I say that with total admiration and solidarity, by the way, this next band, Alma, who are five young players from Austria, have strong classical leanings, although they say what they're doing is fitting out traditional folk music in some groovy modern clothes. This track, recorded at the new Elbphilharmonie Concert Hall in Hamburg in March this year, is called Bach und Berg, which could be a reference to the two composers, or it could just mean stream and mountain. Heide, composed by Marie-Thérèse Stickler, who's the accordion player in the Austrian quintet Alma. And that recording was from the Virtual Folk Festival 2020, run by the EBU, the European Broadcasting Union. And today we're going to be dipping in and out of various traditions and interpretations thereof from Eastern and Northern Europe. So let's head northwards to Latvia with Tautumaitis, a six-piece band who each incorporate different instruments into these traditionally a cappella songs. And for ancient Latvians, the name Tautumaitis was given to young women of marriageable age, but today it stands for all women dressed in national costumes. Here they are, and they are formidable.
Sirmība arī atecējā es paliku smilpiņās.
Really going for it there. That's Tautomatis with the song The Rather Harsh Autumn Came. Let's hope not. And that was in the dialect of Latgala. It's an area of eastern Latvia that got historically separated from the rest of the country and developed its own distinct language and culture. And Tautomatis are usually six female singers, but on this occasion, there were five singers, a double bass, two fiddles, percussion and a keyboard player called Elvis. And the concert was recorded a year ago in the capital, Riga. Now, the contribution to the European Broadcasting Union's Virtual Folk Festival 2020 from Estonian Radio is a full 40-minute solo recital on the parmapiil, the Estonian jaws harp or mouth harp. The player is Katariin Raske, who also plays various wind instruments, including bagpipes. Good on her. But what she can do with just the tiny mouth harp is quite remarkable. And I can tell you that listening to the full 40-minute performance is quite a transcendental experience. We don't have time to play you the whole thing, but here's just one track, Polka Parlin. Katariin Raske performing on the jaws harp or mouth harp at the Estonian Theatre and Music Museum in Tallinn back in February this year. And there's still lots to come in this virtual festival of Northern and Eastern European folk traditions. We've got Sami song from Norway, the Ava Quartet from Bulgaria, more from Hungary's Janos Cheek, but we're heading to Poland next for freewheeling exuberance from string quintet Wołosi. I had the pleasure of seeing them perform at WOMAD a few years ago, and the combination of sheer technical skill and compelling performance energy is just irresistible. This piece is called Gallop. Thank you. Polish string quintet Wołosy, finishing off there with showmanship that you don't even need to see. It jumps right out of the speakers at you. You're listening to Music Planet here on Radio 3 with me, Catherine Tekel, and we're heading northwards now to hear indigenous Sami singer Kaisa Balto. And Kaisa was born and raised in Oslo, and even though that's well south of the traditional Sami region, or Sapmi, which ranges across northern Norway, Sweden, Finland and parts of Russia, Kaisa made plenty of trips up north to connect with her grandparents. And also, even in Oslo, her dad spoke Sami at home rather than Norwegian, and joik was part of the family's daily life. And joik is an ancient form of Sami song. It's difficult to describe. It's almost more a way of using the voice than an actual song, often mimicking nature or having a deep connection with a particular person. Here's Kaisa Balto and her band with a piece called Kirsti Marit, or Great Grandmother.
Oh,
From Norway, Kajsa Balto and her band. I love that. It's so visceral and intense. And we're doing well for full-on female singing today here on Music Planet, because for the next of our highlights from the EBU Virtual Folk Festival, we're heading off to Bulgaria and the Ava Quartet, singers who've all been featured soloists with the legendary choir Le Mystère de Voix Bulgare. They're performing here with the BNR Folk Music Orchestra, which itself has been going since 1952. And it's less a conventional orchestra than an orchestra of soloists, including players of various traditional instruments, as well as composers and arrangers. Which I suppose is a good way of ensuring that you've always got new arrangements that really play to the strengths of the musicians. We're going to start off here, though, with those incredible voices, the quartet on their own, with the traditional song Jova Maiden.
Thank you. Oh.
The Ava Quartet and the BNR Folk Music Orchestra finishing off there with the traditional Bulgarian song Don't You Sleep, Yane. And that was Evelina Spasova taking the solo vocals on that last one. And that's almost it from the European Broadcasting Union Virtual Folk Festival. Next week, Lopa Kitari will be here. Well, she'll not be here because I'm at home in Northumberland. She'll be in London introducing some new releases and a road trip to Xinjiang. But for now, let's head back to where we started, in Hungary with Janos Csík and Mezzo. And you know that Janos at some point will not be stopped from taking it away on that fiddle. But this one starts with the voice of Zsuzsanna Szabó-Kocsis.
S akkor szép az erdő, mikor zöld, akkor szép az erdő, mikor zöld, mikor evad galam beligő, mikor evad galam beligő, s akkor szép a rózsa bokorba, akkor szép a rózsa bokorba, jaj, bekötik gyöngy. Jaj, bekötik gyöngykó szorúba. S azt fölteszik kislány fejére, s azt fölteszik kislány fejére, örökös búszál le szüvire, örökös búszál le szüvire, örökös búszál le szüvire, örökös búszál lesz üvire.
Music from the EBU Folk Festival, recorded in Budapest in February this year. Music Planet was introduced by Catherine Tickell and the producer was Roger Shores. Now it's time for J to Z with Jamoke Fashola.
And it's a very, very excited Jamoke Fashola this week because we're back in the studio to bring you live music for the first time since March. Not only that, but I'm joined by one of the most sought-after UK bands of recent years, Go Go Penguin. They'll be playing music from their brand new album very shortly. But we'll kick off first with some new music from the trumpeter Takuya Kuroda. This is ABC.